Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 119th Psalm we read, "Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble." Let us pray. Gracious God, you have given us guidelines for living in all that we do. Many of the laws we write flow from your law in order to help guide and protect lives here in Missouri. So we acknowledge your blessings and give you praise for the work we have to do and the gifts we enjoy each day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenie, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Andrew, a quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 16th day, Monday, February 7th, 2011. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment, Senator Pierce in the chair. Reverend Carl Gauck offered the following prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my...
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests, the Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Have a special group in the upper gallery. They're wearing camo, so you might not be able to tell who they are. Thank you. This is the group from the UCM Fighting Mules ROTC program. Our colleague for the Senator from the 8th is a graduate of the Fighting Mules ROTC program, and he's met with them. But they're under the direction of Colonel Chris Lelgedal, and they're going to be here all day visiting with a lot of dignitaries, and they started off the day on the right foot by starting in the Missouri Senate. So I'd like to welcome the UCM Fighting Mules ROTC.
Let's all welcome the fine guests of the Senator from Johnson to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, to my right and to your left, we've got several members here today from the Missouri Athletic Trainers Association, and I'd ask that the body make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Boone to the Missouri Senate. Oh, man. The Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, I have two introductions to make today. Today we've got are blessed with the honor of a doctor from Kirksville, Dr. Arthur Friedland. He's the physician of the day. We'd like the body to make him feel welcome.
Welcome the doctor of the day.
The introduction I have to make today is the president of Missouri Farm Bureau, Mr. Blake Hurst. It's Thank a Farmer Week, Mr. President. I think this last week, if you were especially traveling out in the country, a lot of the road clearing was done by farmers, and of course the food we eat every day is produced by farmers. It is Thank a Farmer Week, and I'm pleased to have the President of Missouri Farm Bureau, Blake.
I believe we should include the Senator from Andrew in this introduction, since Mr. Hurst is his constituent, if I'm not mistaken. Let's welcome the guest, Blake Hurst, President of the Farm Bureau, to the Missouri Senate. Further introductions. petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from 23rd, sir.
Mr. President, I move that House Concurrent Resolution 24 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion that shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution 24. This resolution sets the date for the State of the Judiciary address tomorrow. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close. The senator renews his motion on adoption of the concurrent resolution.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 11th. The senator is asking if he's recorded. We do not have a vote. Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from 23rd. Senator from Phelps, we need you to repeat your vote. Senator from Howell. By your vote of 28 aye, 1 no, you have adopted the concurrent resolution. We are on the order of business of concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis. Send your bills forward. Read the first bill of the senator from St. Francois.
Senate Bill 225, introduced by Senator Engler, an act relating to nonpartisan judicial elections.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the last couple of years I've introduced this. The Judiciary Chairman killed it. I don't understand why the judges should run as a partisan position, since they can't take any partisan positions. They can't even campaign with what they believe in and tell people what they believe on the issues, because that would be unethical. So it's crazy to me in this state of Missouri to have judges run on a partisan platform.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 226, introduced by Senator Engler, an act relating to recall elections for board members of ambulance districts.
Senator.
Yes, Mr. President, this deals with the fact that we've had some problems with some board members of ambulance districts, and we have inadvertently left out of our laws the ability to recall directors from ambulance districts, and this would correct that.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 227, introduced by Senator Engler, an act relating to field tests for controlled substances.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's taking from 6 to 8 months and longer to get back drug test to make sure that it really is in fact meth when we've tested it, when we've arrested it. Some people have been arrested as many as 3, 4, and I know one person 6 times while we're waiting for the testing to come back. This would let us test on a local level. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Johnson.
I have 2 bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 228, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to school district board of directors.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill deals with school district board of directors.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 229, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the treatment of eating disorders.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill deals with eating disorders.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send it forward. Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 230, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to scrap tires.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 231, introduced by Senator Lager et al., an act relating to paid members of any fire department or fire district.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 232, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to peripheral zoning.
Senator.
This act would repeal peripheral zoning.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
This is an SJR. Senate Joint Resolution 15, offered by Senator Nieves et al., an act relating to joint sovereignty.
Senator.
Just a simple little bill, Mr. President, has to do with state sovereignty. Thank you.
Senator from Polk.
President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 233. Introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to health insurance coverage for licensed athletic trainer services.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill basically pertains to reimbursements for athletic trainers across the state of Missouri.
Further introduction of bills, Senator from 23rd, St. Charles. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 234, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to Missouri dependency exemptions.
No explanation necessary.
Introduction of bills. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate Bills for Perfection, informal calendar.
Senate Bills for Perfection, the informal calendar. Senator from Saline, sir.
I move that Senate Bill 33 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body for perfection.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 33 be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 11th.
May I inquire of the senator from Saline?
Does the senator yield?
I yield.
He yields, you may inquire.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Senator.
I'm familiar with your bill. I just was wondering if you were going to explain it.
If what?
I was wondering if you were going to explain it.
Well, I'd be glad to, Senator. I just thought, you know, I didn't want to take up anybody's time.
Well, you know, I don't think we have a lot on the calendar, so I don't have huge broad philosophical disagreement
Senator,
with the bill.
As you're probably aware,
these numbers get confusing to me, and I just want to make sure we're not, you know, on.
MoDOT is the only department in the state of Missouri that is required to go to mandatory arbitration, and is the only department of transportation in the United States that is required to go to arbitration. This just removes that. It gives them access to the courts just like every other citizen, every other department.
Okay. And the origin of that is we're not too many states require. So what you're talking about in going to arbitration is if there's some civil claim where MoDOT is made party because of the condition of the road, because of this provision, they would have to go to mandatory arbitration. And the practical effect of your bill would be that that's handled like in other states by, they could still sue MoDOT if there was some issue. It's just they wouldn't have this requirement.
They would have the option to go into trial just like every other.
People would still be able to sue MoDOT if MoDOT had made a mistake.
They could sue MoDOT. MoDOT can, choose to settle. I mean, they could choose, or they could choose to go to arbitration, or they choose to go to trial.
But they would follow the normal, just like everything else, the normal. Okay. Do you know the origin of this?
I think it came from MoDOT in 1999. I may be wrong on the date, but that's.
Yeah, from what I've read about it, I think it was a provision added to a House bill in 1999.
Yeah.
Do you know why they put that in place or what the.
I think they've been scratching their heads over why the last several number of years.
In your hearing, did anybody testify on behalf of it?
On behalf?
On behalf of this arbitration requirement.
Yes. On behalf of the arbitration requirement? Yes. One lawyer from Jeff City that they were against the bill. Let's put that away.
And their point was what? Just that arbitration, were they arguing that it made it easier?
The argument was it was cheaper to go to arbitration than it was to go to trial. Thank you.
But you don't think there's merit to that argument?
Well, if you're a defendant, I mean, if you're a plaintiff, it certainly is
right.
An argument.
Now, when we did the rebooting, I believe you brought this up. This is the second or third year you've had this bill, isn't it?
It came to light during the reboot hearings last year, and I submitted it. Actually, I think I submitted it as an amendment to a transportation bill because it was too late to introduce it as a standalone.
Right. Now, the fiscal note shows zero impact, but I guess what I'm getting at is when you had the rebooting section on transportation, MoDOT said that this would save the money. Would you kind of maybe explain that?
Obviously it depends on the year, but their estimate was that it would be in the neighborhood of $2 million savings to MoDOT yearly. Their costs have risen from $4 million in 99 to $12 million in this past year. You can determine how much of that is from inflation, but you know, obviously there's been a tremendous increase in what they had to pay out for legal fees.
Okay. All right. Well, Senator, others may have questions. I just wanted to kind of just walk through what we were doing, and I knew you had brought this up last year. And I just, I assume MoDOT's basic answer was that the litigation itself is expensive and the arbitration process is expensive.
Well, I mean, if you're...
Although this bill wouldn't remove the expense in theory of litigation.
All it does is give them the option to go to trial, which every other department in state government has and which every citizen has. And that's all they're asking. The deal is if you have a weak case as a plaintiff attorney, you're going to ask for arbitration because, every time you split the baby, at least you get something. And it doesn't give them the option on a weak case to challenge it in court.
Okay. All right.
That's
thanks
all
for the
asking.
Thanks for the inquiry, Senator.
You bet.
Does any other senator wish to be heard? Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, to inquire from the senator from Saline.
Senator, yield.
I yield.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I have a couple of questions. Now, currently, as the law reads, a plaintiff can go in and demand arbitration, and the MoDOT has to agree with it. Is that right?
They have no option.
They have no option. So what your bill will do is, if the plaintiff demands arbitration, then MoDOT can say no and it'll end up in court?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. I didn't understand that. Secondly, do you know how many arbitrators are on the panel when they go to arbitration?
No.
Do you know who picks the arbitrators for that panel?
I would assume the court, but I don't know.
Okay, so they're court appointed?
I would assume that, yeah.
Okay. So we don't know the qualifications of the arbitrators that we're submitting our case to them?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 10th, for what reason do you seek recognition?
I inquire of the senator from the 13th.
Senator from the 13th is not in the chamber. He shall be summoned. Hey, Senator from the 10th.
Apparently, they cannot find the senator from the 13th, so I have nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Does any other senator desire to be heard on the perfection motion? Hearing none. Senator from Boone, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Inquire the senator from Saline.
Senator from Saline, do you
I yield.
He yields. Proceed.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Morning.
I just have one question, all right, just so I'm clear on this. Right now, they've got to go to arbitration.
Yes.
And they still argue a sovereign immunity cap of, well, it's $300,000 with a cost, so it's about $350,000, right?
Right.
So they engage that in arbitration. And if they have to go to litigation, they're still going to engage that $350,000 cap, correct? And so I guess the difference is what goes to the lawyer and what goes to the claimant. Because, I mean, that's the only thing that I can see is a lawyer in the difference on this. Is essentially, if you go to arbitration, it's less legal work to prepare for arbitration. So if you let's say that you get a maximum amount and you run up against a cap of $350,000. Let's say it took the lawyer $30,000 to put that thing together to go to arbitration. Lawyer gets $30,000, claimant gets the rest. If you go to trial, it could cost, you know, $70,000 for the lawyer to go to trial because trial costs is much more expensive. You'd still bump up against the cap of $350,000. Lawyer would get $70,000, claimant would get remainder. Is that's all I can really see is the difference here.
Well, the difference is that they had, if you have, you know, if they see it to be a frivolous case, they have no other option but to go to arbitration. They would like to have the option to go into
all
trial.
Right. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the perfection motion? Senator from the 10th, for what reason do you seek recognition?
I inquire of the senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield to the inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
I'm sorry, Senator. I just was having another conversation and missed your entire inquiry. What was your question of the senator from Saline?
Well, looking at it, the only really difference that I can see is because whether you go to arbitration or whether you go to trial, you're still going to bump up against a $350,000, roughly $350,000 sovereign immunity cap. And so if you go to arbitration, let's say you bump up against the $350,000, it takes the lawyer, it takes less time to prepare a case for arbitration than it does for a jury trial.
Okay.
And so basically for arbitration, and let's say you get a maximum award of $350,000, the lawyer gets, let's say it takes $30,000 was my example, to prepare for arbitration. So the lawyer would get the $30,000 basically, and the claimant would get the rest.
Okay.
As opposed to if you go to jury trial, let's say it takes $75,000 to prepare for jury trial, and the lawyer then gets $75,000 and the claimant gets less. So the only thing it really looks to me like is that this really does is just adjust what lawyers get versus what claimants get, but that's just my general observation of it.
Got it.
Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from the 10th.
I'd like to inquire of the senator from the 13th.
The senator from the 13th is not in the chamber again. He shall be summoned. I'm all right for a while. Okay. I'm on my phone.
I apologize. I was running.
Senator from the 13th, you yield to the inquiry.
Yes. Okay.
He does proceed.
Hi, Senator.
Hello.
It was my understanding you might have some questions on this bill. Is that correct?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to end this inquiry then.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from the 13th.
Can I briefly inquire the senator from the 21st?
You're out of breath, sir. I couldn't hear you. What, senator?
Can I inquire the senator from the 21st?
The senator from the 21st, you yield.
I yield.
He does proceed.
I apologize to you, and I apologize to my colleagues. Something came up, and I wanted to inquire on this. Quickly tell me what it does, but before you tell me what it does, I have had constituents that had issues with property with MoDOT. And
with property?
Yeah.
This doesn't have any.
Okay, can you go through it real quick? Because I looked at it, then I was called out for something, and I'm back here, so.
What this has to do with is if in a lawsuit where they find that there's a construction problem or there's a It has to do with the civil case where there's been an accident, and the plaintiff sues MoDOT for something that they think they're negligent on, whether they not have a sign in the right spot, whether they didn't have a work zone.
Okay.
Those kind of things.
I got that.
And right now, MoDOT is required to go to arbitration. They have no option. And the plaintiff can decide to either go to trial or go to arbitration. And so all this does is allow MoDOT to have the option to go to trial.
Enough. I apologize for taking so long, but when I read it, there was an issue about property in eminent domain. MoDOT dealt with one of my constituents that had a business for 100 years. And I wanted to make sure if something on that issue came up, I dealt with it. And that's why I delayed it, but I apologize for the delay.
No problem.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the senator from Saline's motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Saline renews his motion that Senate Bill 33 be declared perfected and ordered printed. As many of the opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. The senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report.
Send it forward. Secretary Reed, the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 19, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 18 begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully, Senator Dempsey, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the order of business will be announcements. I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Senator from the 23rd on the order of business of announcements.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ask members to prepare for Senate Bill 8.
Any other announcements? Hearing none. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. Excuse me, Mr. President, one other order of business. Without objection, Senate, go to the order of business of concurrent resolutions.
Concurrent.
I ask you to recognize the senator from the second.
Concurrent resolutions, the senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two concurrent resolutions.
Send them forward, please.
No explanation necessary, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator.
Senator, do you desire them to be printed in the journal? They shall be printed in the journal. Order of business of concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 23rd. All those opinion the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned.